But, and that's what makes it awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, you're not helping your case.
No, yeah. I
really.
Well met, adventurers. My name is Lee.
I'm Joe, and welcome to Mage Productions.
For this week, we have a super special guest that I'm very excited about. Yes, yes, he's shaking his head, but it is a yes. All right, we have Gnome joining us this week. Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm fantastic, really excited, happy to be here. Nervous as heck, but how are you?
Also nervous, but that's just kind of a general thing for me.
I mean, it happens.
It does. Really, though, don't be nervous with us. We just spent some time talking about Hotmail passwords. It's cool.
Yeah. And those early 2000 screen names that everybody had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the OG MySpace stuff. So.
Yeah. OG. Yeah. That's actually how I got started in my career was MySpace.
Was it really?
Yeah. I used to code like MySpace.
Oh my gosh. People. I forgot that you could do that.
Yeah. Wow. And I was like, oh, this is, I can get paid for this? Yeah. Oh,
yes. That's amazing. Yeah,
it was. Then I went down a black hole. But anyways, this is about you, not me.
But MySpace.
But MySpace. So
today's episode is now about MySpace.
Remember Tom?
Oh, rip Tom.
Tom was such a good friend to everyone.
Literally,
first one I ever had. Back.
He didn't even have to friend back.
No. We all wanted to be Tom's friend.
We did. Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in today's episode, y'all.
Hey. Welcome to Mage Productions. This is what we do now. All right. Back to the topic on hand, which is you. For anyone who doesn't know who you are and what you do and all the gloriousness that is Gnome, why don't you tell us?
You speak Elaborate. So highly of me.
Because I think so highly of you. You're awesome.
I am but a wee small person who does some things on the internet. Like, that's it. I do them because they're fun and because I love doing them.
But, and that's what makes it awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, you're not helping your case.
No, yeah. I
really.
Have fun editing that noise.
I'm going to leave it in.
I make noises. Yeah,
it's going to be the intro tonight. This episode, like the first thing anybody hears is going to be that noise.
I can't even do it.
Nope.
That's my folio work for you. You're welcome. I'm here for another 22 minutes. We're good.
That's good.
No, I do a whole bunch of things on the internet that mostly involve the TTRPG space. I do a bunch of podcasts and live stream shows over on Twitch, and do a lot of like... There's the rain. Dear God. Sorry.
It started.
It's Apocalypse is here.
Noah.
I know. God, we're really going to need an arc. It is coming down. Cats and dogs. Yeah, so I do like internet activism because I'm a trans man. I am out as heck. And I speak up for trans rights and LGBTQIA plus rights. And especially inclusion in TTRPG spaces for marginalized voices. So that's what I do on the internet.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You should give yourself more credit because, like, wow.
For real.
No credit. There are people out there every day who do, like, a billion way more awesome things. It's just the small thing that I can do to kind of contribute to a community that I want to be part of, and I want to make sure that other people who felt like they couldn't be part of that community are absolutely welcomed in it, because I wasn't when I was younger, and it sucked. Hated it. So I don't want it to be that space.
Fair. No, I think that's great. Yeah. That's huge. It's awesome. All right.
you know, hence all the really cool and amazing things done on the internet.
Right. But,
you know. Just back to proving points and whatnot.
Yeah. It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Oh, so why don't you dig in a little bit deeper about some of the streams and podcasts that it is that you do?
Well, I think one of the more important ones that I'm part of is a podcast slash stream called Rise of the Demigods, which is created by Aram Vartian, who created the God's Fall podcast. It is an all LGBT plus crew and cast, and we all play LGBT characters. It's very what's awesome about it is that it's so inclusive that I've never had the opportunity to explore gay culture in a game the way that I can in this particular game. But like anybody can watch it, anybody can listen to it and still be able to relate and kind of laugh at some of the humor and shenanigans and chaos that ensues in this particular podcast. But it is a fifth edition Dungeons and Dragons actual play set in the world of Khal'gun, which is the same world that the God's Fall podcast is taking place in. But it's set 105 years before God's Fall. So we know cool. God's Fall starts when all mm-hmm. the gods and demigods are killed. Well, we're demigods. So TikTok, mofos, TikTok. We know what the end's going to be like.
So say, at least you know how your story ends.
Right?
It's true. It's true. You have something to live for.
Yeah. it took yeah. So I don't listen to God's Fall, which is hilarious in and of itself. So I didn't realize that that's what would happen until maybe like 10 episodes in. Did I finally put two and two together that, oh, wait, this is before all the bad things happen. Oops.
Oh wait, that's us.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah.
That's okay. Love it.
I'm glad you find that so funny.
Somebody has to.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's just funny because both Lee and I got started like listening to podcasts with God's Fall.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, wow.
It's really all God's Fall's fault. So, for all of this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aram. Yeah.
Thanks, Aram.
It's okay. Poor guy's in editing hell right now. His file's all corrupted. So he has to re-edit the episode.
I just saw that before you jumped on here, too. I was like, oh no. That hurts.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Aram.
I know. Plus, he has to deal with us. We don't take crap from no one. And, pretty much threw out his campaign and did something entirely different. So,
I mean,
it's fine.
You're
it's
demigods.
Good. Yeah, we're demigods. Right? You're ever going to contain us little kittens in a school? Like, who does that? Even Harry Potter eventually runs away from school. Like, come on. We did it in 2 days, which took 22 episodes. Just a taste. Wow. Just a taste.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, and everybody on there is just fantastic. Mackenzie, RV, and Nikki are either actors, like improv actors, or RV is just amazing at Dungeons and Dragons. So it's really cool to play with people like that.
That's awesome. It's a really cool opportunity.
Yep. And it's all local. It's all from Chicago, too. So it's a heck of a lot of fun. So I go to the city to record, which is, you know, we don't do that often when you play like on streamed games. So it's really it's a unique experience, that's for sure.
Cool. So you mentioned. No, you go, Joe.
Let's just say, so what other things? What else you got going on besides Rise of the Demigods?
God.
Come on. We want to hear it.
I do a lot of stream shows. I'm a DM for a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons game over on the Greyhawk channel on Twitch, where I take four other players through the Feywild, actually. Mainly did that because I really don't know anything about the Greyhawk setting. No, that was that was my way of saying, yes, I will play on your channel about a setting I know nothing about when we go into the Feywild. Because the Feywild is everywhere. And the premise of the game, though, is actually based off of Florence and the Machine songs. There's something so enchanting and mystical about her music that I was like, wow, this would be a really good D&D campaign. So I picked like 10, 15 songs, and basically every episode is based off of a song using like very specific lyrics. And so we're about halfway through that campaign right now, and I'm just, it's fun. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Dad. Yeah, I love Florence. Good music. To get away from Dungeons & Dragons, I love playing Tales from the Loop. It's probably my favorite system, at least right now, that I've been exposed to. And I've been running a loop game with almost the same group of people since September of last year on Encounter Roleplay, and it's called Little Busters. So it's a 1980s/1990s, because we went to the expansion this season. It's kind of like this clunky sci-fi kids on bikes meets Stranger Things meets Goonies meets Explorers meets Lean on Me. Like, it's this like awesome kind of coming of age 80s sci-fi extravaganza with Scooby-Doo. You could have robots and dinosaurs and aliens, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's all the things that I freaking love as a kid. And like, you could see like my backdrop right now, like I pretty much set it up because I'm just such a dork about like 80s and 90s stuff that I just basically ripped it all off from the 80s, 90s. And it's super fun. Like, I love playing that system. I love that world. The cast is fantastic. It's in this newest season, it's super, super dramatic because the kids, you start off as kids, so between like age 10 through 15, and then in the expansion, things get a little darker and you can be like 15 to 18 or 15 to 19. And, you know, teenage years kind of sucks. And you can see, it's been really cool watching these kids, because we started off in 1989 and now it's 1992. And just puberty hits, teenage things hit, the game gets darker, the kids can mechanically actually die now. You couldn't do that in the younger version of, in the 80s version of Tales from the Loop. So like, they were safe, like somebody would always come to rescue them, or, you know, if they were in such an incredibly dangerous situation. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I just get to play out all my all the best 1980s tropes without all the terrible ones. So I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're doing all of these streams, you're doing this podcast, you're doing all these things, but what really got you started in, I guess, playing in general, and then got started actually doing these streams and these podcasts?
Let's see. Playing in general, I remember in 7th grade, I had a group of friends, and they were like, hey, you should come check out this miniature historical society. And that's what it was called. It was a miniature historical society in 7th grade. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was kind of like a history nerd. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is kind of neat. So like, I went, and it was just like those like big war gaming tables and like a bunch of like, you know, little like Britons and, Visigoths and whatnot. And, you know, everybody was just battling. I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I kind of found out about like Warhammer Fantasy. So I started as a war gamer, super young. And then wanted to play D&D and kind of found a weird group. And when I identified as a girl at the time, it was just didn't go very well. So I left that, and I really never touched it again until I think maybe 3 years ago. I was just like, you know what? I really want to play this game. Like, I always wanted to play like a good game of Dungeons & Dragons. So I told my wife, I'm like, hey, I'm going to DM, and I made a post on Facebook to some friends like, who wants to play? Got a couple responses, so we started playing. We ended up having like a 3-year-long campaign. It was my first time DMing. It was my first time playing 5e. And I was like, hey, well, I'm also streaming video games. What if we streamed this? And then that kind of took off into the world of podcasting and then streaming for TTRPGs. And then now I do stuff with like Kobold Press. So it's like it literally blew up in the past like maybe year and a half, which is just... it's insane to me. Like, I'm just still overwhelmed. Just in a constant state of being overwhelmed. So
that's amazing.
3-year campaign off of your first group.
Yeah. Well, they were really dedicated. I mean, we only played once a month, but like we would play for like 6 to 8 hours at a time. So it was a long haul, long dedication. We only made it up to level 5 and never made it to the Feywild. The whole point was to go to the Feywild. Can you tell I wanted to play the Feywild, which is why I went to the Greyhawk channel and played in the Feywild. It's like, I'm going to get a Feywild game. I don't care how I get it. I'm going to get it. And I built like, because like I like using miniatures when I'm playing at home. And so I built like a whole set. It was all of these pools. We called them the Forgotten Pools. And one of them was the actual portal into the Feywild, whereas the other pools would transport you to who knows. There was a whole table. We would roll the dice. If you fell into that pool, you could get transported to hell. You could get transported to the airplane. Like, who knows? And we were right there. Fighting a group of like, what were we even fighting? I don't know, like orcs or something. And they were trying to make their way up this kind of mountainous region, and the orcs were trying to stop them, and they just really needed to get into this one pool. And then we just never picked up another session. We just got so busy. So that campaign's just been on pause for like a year. I'm so sad.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry.
We'll get back to it eventually. They keep bugging me about it, which is great. And that means that they're like, they're still invested into it. Like they love their characters. And it's fun. I like when people are just that into a game, you know, they want to be there telling a story with you. So
it makes all the difference.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. All the difference. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That's you're doing a lot.
Yeah.
Past 3 years, just
overwhelmed.
What? That's why we have schedules. Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah, I should show you my phone sometime. Take a look at my calendar.
Yeah.
Last week I played, and by played, I mean streamed 6 games in a podcast recording.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That was an unusual week, but it was. I'm so glad I'm off like 3 days today, like this week. It's like there's nothing going on. So,
jeez, oh, that's so much. Jeez, we play like twice a month, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's fun. Like I love doing it, and I like being able to make connections and really just focus on like collaborative storytelling with others. To me, I think it's beyond a hobby. It's just I've always been interested in doing that sort of thing. So, it's both work and play. It's like pretty lucky with it.
Yeah,
just having fun.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. So something that you mentioned before was creating an environment, an inclusive environment for everybody to feel welcomed and everybody to feel like they're part of the game, part of the table and something like that, which I also feel is very important, especially with our community as it is and everybody as a whole, like let's just play games together and have fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to how you feel like we can, like, how does one become more inclusive or open their table up to everyone? Like, how can somebody get better about that just in general?
I think, if you are a DM to me or a GM, whichever you want to call them, it might not be in the rule book, but I think you have a level of responsibility to make sure that you're not just a referee for a game, but that you are making a space where people are free to explore whatever it is that they want to explore, and that it's within a certain boundary that's acceptable for the other players as well, because you have other people that are also here trying to have fun. And I think one of the biggest ways to ensure that is to actually communicate. Like,
what?
Yep, no. Was about to swear. Not going to do that. Communicate.
I can bleep it out. It's okay.
Successful self-edit number two.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying so hard. But it's so important. Like, people are either afraid to confront others about things that might either be just like awkward or inappropriate or something that they're not comfortable with or something that somebody else isn't comfortable with. And I think it's important that the GM really needs to be mindful of everybody's needs at the table and to absolutely have that session zero to establish those boundaries and those limits and what people are comfortable with and what people are not comfortable with. And I think some of that includes being able to talk about gender issues, sexuality issues. I know I'm really not a big fan of like racism in D&D. I don't think it's a necessary trope to make a game in a world good. So I think it's important to like bring that up. I think with the online community, it's a lot easier to kind of talk with other people about how they want to play or the expectations that you as a GM are trying to set to be able to find and really open up your table to others, because you have to be willing to have that conversation. And if you're not willing to have that conversation, then you're really not ready to either promote inclusivity or bring diversity to your campaign. And I think that's kind of a shame, because when you bring more of that diversity into not just into your table, but into your game, everybody's going to learn from it. It's no longer just you're telling a story. You are allowing other voices to really express themselves in a way that they may not be able to do in public, at home, at school. And everybody can learn from that. The game becomes not a game, but a learning experience. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for real. I think that's communication, especially at the table, is probably the most important thing that you could do between your players, and
absolutely paramount
while you're playing, but like outside of while you're playing too.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that everybody's, like you said, feeling included, and also like, this is a game. Is everybody having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this isn't fun, then let's change it up. There's nothing mm-hmm. saying like, we have to stick to this campaign.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And that's where that communication is so important. Like, if you can't advocate for yourself at a table, start working on it, because then that's going to help you build that skill to advocate for yourself in other areas of your life. And if you want to have fun and you're not having fun, please tell your DM. And if you're not comfortable with telling your DM, then the whole group needs to come together and really have a conversation, because you should be comfortable going to your GM.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. As the GM in our group, like, please tell me if you're not having fun, because like, that's the whole point of this.
Right.
And I don't want to keep doing this if you're not enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if I'm not enjoying myself, I'm definitely going to, you know, change things up. I might not ask anybody, but
well, therein lies a little bit of power that you have as the GM. It's just,
but they might not know the difference.
Exactly.
It's true.
No, I with totally reason, planned this right from the right. beginning. This was always supposed to be the big switch.
Totally. Right. Totally. Within reason. Unless I'm going to like totally switch up the entire thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, we're not playing D&D 5e anymore. We're playing Pathfinder. Just so you know.
Oh, I'm not going to do that, but I did ask you guys if you wanted to play Dungeons and Mad Mage before we switched over to that, so.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we're in that grind. You're welcome.
Yeah, we are.
Oof. Oof, oof, oof. I heard it's pretty fun, though. I have not played that one yet.
It's fun, but it's a lot.
It is.
Is it grindy like I was gonna say Chult, like Tomb of Annihilation was. That was a super hex crawler.
So, in a way, yes, it is. In a way, it's not. Like, all right. Mm-hmm. So each level is essentially its own little world with its own little storyline.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
And you can get as invested as you want in these different storylines. Mm-hmm. But for our group, they're like, we got to get down to the bottom. So they get like tidbits of information from every storyline. They're like, this doesn't make sense. I'm like, well, there's so much I could do when you spend 10 minutes on one level and talk to this one guy. Person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you needed to kill this thing and then get this thing and put it in this thing's hole. Like, that's right. How this works if you want the lore.
Yeah, but if we just want to jump through holes, like we're, you know, digging in whatever, what is it called? Stardew Valley.
I was just saying, then, Stardew Valley. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like.
I'm going to shortcut this by 8 levels. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
I will learn from your experience.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
You're supposed to be specific levels, like player levels for each level of the dungeon. And I'm like, that's no fun. If you guys want to jump through that portal, that's on you. And they did.
Oh.
And for some reason, they keep doing it.
And they keep doing it. And they're like, this is harder. We should run away. There's a portal. Run.
And every time, like, my character's just standing there going, really? I'm not the smart one in the group, and I'm going, really?
No. My players are great, and they do a great job, and I enjoy them all. So
that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. It is. It's good fun. It's good fun. Yeah. But, yeah, it's grindy.
Yeah.
It's grindy. Oh.
What other games do you run?
I'm just running just our home game.
Mm, okay.
D&D 5e. Yep, just the one.
Cool.
Nothing external. I do play in a different podcast, but on North by North Quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
That's fun. Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. No, I feel awkward about
that. You can plug yourself on your own show, right? Like,
I don't know. Can you? Is that a thing?
I mean,
probably.
I would think yes.
I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble by us, are we? Am I?
I don't know. We might get upset about that.
We might.
Tell people to go listen to a different D&D podcast that isn't at all the same as the one that we're doing right now. I see many conflicts.
Yeah, I'm also on this really cool, like, podcasty talk show kind of weird thing. I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, that one's really weird, though. You probably shouldn't listen to it.
No, it's like, like 1-star reviews or something. Like,
yeah, I mean, it probably should.
Do you have any reviews?
That's an existential question. You should not answer that.
It's not true. We do have some reviews.
You should totally review the show, by the way, if you're listening. Yeah. Help out their analytics by making sure you leave a commented review if you enjoy it. Preferably a 5-star, though. But please go ahead. Mage Productions, 5 stars from Gnome.
And now we're not the only ones telling you to do it. So you have to, right?
It's not plugging
somebody
yourself
else said to
somebody
do it.
Else plugs you on your own thing, right? That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, it's totally not plugging yourself.
No.
I certainly didn't get paid to say that. Wink.
We'll wire the money to your bank account later.
Okay, cool. Then you have your PayPal. It's cool. Yeah.
I know your coffee.
Had a long discussion the other day. It was like, is it Ko-Fi or is it coffee?
I think it's coffee.
Is it GIF or is it GIF?
Oh, it's GIF. I don't even question that one. That's a GIF. And I now just earned you a bunch of 1-star reviews.
On that
note, tons of hate mail.
If anyone wants to find out more about all the gloriousness that you do, all the shows that you're on, all the cool things that you talk about, and all that jazz, and how it's actually a GIF, how can they get in contact with you?
Send all hate mail here.
Well, you can hit me up on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram at Gnomedic. No, that's actually just Gnomedic. I'm everywhere. You can really just Google the name and find me. But I'm mostly on Twitter, always down to chat about TTRPGs, like, to have a conversation about them. I love them. It's great. Also totally down to have really cool GIFs sent my way, preferably one with rainbows and kittens.
It's not often that I get to sit here and just watch Lee's face. And just be like,
I'm squirming.
Yes. Watch him squirm.
Choosy gnomes, choose GIF.
It's like the peanut butter.
On that note, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your participation.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure getting to know you.
Kniggit. I did it too. There we go.
Good times. Good times.
I'm going to stop that recording right there. If you would like to interact with us, you can find us on Twitter at @mage_podcast or check out our website, mageproductions.com.
Or if you just want to tell other people how much you love the show and that they should listen, you can leave us a 5-star review, go and review us wherever you get your podcast from. We really love to see those and read what you think.
And we would like to give a huge shout out to our partners and sponsors. First off, Hit Dice. Check them out at hitdicepod.com and on Twitter at hitdicepod.
Also, Kraken Dice. If you're looking for some awesome new dice, you don't have to look any further. Just go check them out, krakendice.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at krakendice. And then when you find your dice that you have to have, use the code MAGE and get yourself 10% off, because who doesn't like 10% off?
And of course, last but not least, sonerdwear.com, a place to find fun clothing and accessories tailored for tabletop geeks and nerds everywhere. They're also on Twitter at sonerdwear. They've really stepped up the entire game for us. They now host all of our swag, so you can get t-shirts, stickers, mugs, cups. So you can go to sonerdwear.com and search for Mage Productions to find all of our cool swag. And then once you find everything, and you can use code MAGE to get 10% off your entire order. Anything else?
I don't know. I think we actually got it all that time.
It helps when you write things down.
It does.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.